The views and opinions expressed in the following paid program do not necessarily represent those of staff, management, or advertisers with WBIG Radio.
Your radio dial is locked. On the Gopher's Den Lawn and Gardening Show. Go from loafing around in the garden to being a master of your yard splendor.
Hey, Mr. Gopher.
In the next half hour, you'll get the confidence you need to tackle those weekend projects with ease. You'll get information about proper methodology and the best materials available at a price you can afford. The Gopher's Den Lawn and Gardening Show is brought to you in part by 844-DIRT. 844-DIRT, improved earth products. And now it's time for another show straight from the Gopher's Den.
Welcome to the Gopher's Den Lawn and Landscape Show. You're here with Mike and I, self-proclaimed garden gurus. And today we're going to tell you how to beat the heat. Mike, are you ready to beat the heat?
Zach, I know here on the Gopher's Den Landscape Gardening Show, we're always pushing the envelopes for new topics.
That's right. We like to exceed expectations here.
I know, and I'm with you on that, but I'm a little concerned. I really don't feel comfortable giving legal advice.
Well, we're not talking about the cops, the fuzz, Johnny Law, the man, the establishment, or the 5-0, Mike. We're talking about how to beat the summer heat.
Oh.
Now, Mike, with enthusiasm, are you ready to beat the heat?
Well, Zach, you're really motivating me, man. You know what? I wasn't before. But now, after that, I think I'm ready to beat the heat, Zach.
Good. Then let's just give our listeners some ideas on how to stay cool while tackling those lawn projects in the summer sun, and give some lawn advice to keep your yard looking good through the summer months.
Man, that sounds awesome, Zach.
Now, Mike, just if you were to give the listeners just one tip, you know, what's the best lawn tip you can think of to avoid the summer heat?
You mean me, kind of like off the cuff, what would be my number one?
Just shoot it out.
Well, Zach, take a vacation.
You see, Mike, that's why they put me in the reins here. That's why I got to steer this thing. You need that enthusiasm. You want to be in your yard.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Zach. I'm sorry. I'm going to try harder.
Now, one of the most important things you can do when it's a hot, hot day is try to plan your day out. And we're not talking about some rigorous schedule, but more of just the general guidelines.
Oh, when you were asking me that question with me wanting to do something with some passion, some drive to do. Oh, okay. All right. Well, now I understand the context of the question, Zach. But yeah, you're right, Zach. What would be the number one hit? The number one tip? It would be, you know, man, it would be don't go outside when it's 105 degrees.
Exactly. You always want to take the weather into consideration. You know, don't go outside when it's 105. Take advantage of natural rainfalls. Usually it's, you know, slightly cooler after a rain or before a rain. So you really want to do that. And it's important to work with the weather, not the calendar.
Zach, that's awesome. Work with the weather, not the calendar. Because if you're like me, you know, a guy that puts everything in its own little box, Mr. ADD.
No, Mike, come on, no.
Yeah, I know, no. I know. It sounds far-fetched, but that's what it is, Zach. You know, if it's Wednesday, it's always got to be Wednesday. If it's Tuesday, it's got to be Tuesday. And, you know, that's the wrong attitude to have when you're tackling these projects. Just like you said, you know, don't use the calendar, but use the weather as a guide.
Mm-hmm. And when you do work during the day, try to plan that for in the morning or the afternoon. Just try to stay out of that, you know, intense afternoon sun.
Yeah, you're right, Zach. You know, I tell you what, anywhere from, let's say, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., that's the hottest time of the day. You know, you don't want to be out there unless it's absolutely necessary during these times, because you know what? You could actually injure yourself. I mean, you could actually, I don't know.
Definitely, you could have
a heat stroke or something.
Yeah. You know, but if you must work out in the sun, it's really important to wear a hat, preferably a white hat or a lighter colored hat. This is going to block a lot of the sun from heating up your head, reflecting a lot of the rays of the sun, and it'll eventually save you from frying your brain.
Frying your brain? I mean, I know you're a biologist, Zach. Is that actually possible?
Mike, you're living proof that it can happen to you.
No. Zach, come on. Don't be hating.
And also, if you're working outdoors, take a wet cloth or a shirt and drape it over your neck and shoulders. Again, this will help keep the blood going to your head as cool as possible and really cool you down a lot when you're outside.
Zach, this might be totally off the point here that we're talking about, but, you know, the other night I was watching Discovery Channel. I was watching some guy who was actually trying to beat the heat. He was trying to survive this desert conditions. The guy actually drank his own urine. Is that even possible?
Yeah, Mike. Although it is possible to survive on your own urine, I was just going into the house and grabbing a glass of ice water. That's probably a better bet for you.
Yeah, that probably is. That stuff must taste awful.
Yeah. Well, that's some great advice from Mike. And now for something completely different, let's talk about mulching.
Yeah, Zach, I think that is a much better topic to talk about.
What happens is a lot of times people in the summer really kind of ignore mulching. You know, if they think if they didn't do it in the spring, in the big spring rush, that, you know, I can't do it now. That's the furthest thing from the truth. Mulch has tons of benefits, but that's one of the key things, especially in the summer, trying to you know, work with this heat, dealing with this heat. Mulch is very critical.
Exactly. You know, mulch is a great soil insulator. It really keeps that intense heat from drying out the ground below it. So spreading it around your plants is really going to, you know, protect their root system, and that's vital. Mulch also retains a lot of moisture. So that way, when you do water, it's going to soak up this moisture and retain it and make it more available to the plants.
Yeah, absolutely, Zach. And if you're going to spend the time, energy to do that, you want it to really benefit you. And that's why mulching plays a really critical part in that.
Mm-hmm. And remember, if you can get mulch, you can put it down. You know, that's the reason we don't sell mulch in the middle of winter, because it's not a productive thing to do. Anytime from, you know, the first frost thaws till, you know, the first snowfall, you can buy mulch. Another useful tidbit to allow your lawn to grow a little more during drought times is raise your mower deck. You know, you want to cut the lawn a little higher. Although the lawn growth will slow or even go semi-dormant during the summer, these taller blades that you're leaving are going to actually help develop you a deeper root system.
That's great advice, Zach, and this way you get to mow it less. And also, one of the other really good tips is when it really starts to get hot and dark and crunchy, you want to stay off your turf. You just want to stay off it.
Definitely. And if you're going to water, try to do it early in the morning before the sun comes up and evaporates all that water off. You want to make what you're going to do very useful and productive. And remember, long, infrequent waterings are better than short, frequent ones.
Yeah, those are some really great tips, Zach. And I tell you what, you know, if you want to actually get some of this mulch, do some of the touch-ups or mulch these areas during the summer here, check out our website, 844dirt.com, and you can see all of our mulches online, full-colored pictures. And if you need some watering equipment, soaker hoses, and all the other things, check out our resource partners also online. Find a store near you, click and save.
Well, that was some great stuff. Unfortunately, we're running out of time, and we're going to have to come back to you in Secrets from the Experts, when we got a special treat for you this
time.
Can't
wait for Secrets from the Experts, Zach.
See you then.
Trying to get your lawn and garden looking better? Ace Hardware has absolutely everything you need to get your job done right. Whether you're tackling a big project or a little one, we've got everything from fertilizers to sprinklers, garden tools, and more. And most importantly, helpful people that understand it all. We'll help you get it done right. Ace, the helpful place.
Visit DG Ace Hardware, the helpful place, in St. Charles on Main Street and in Aurora on New York Street.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware for.
You're listening to the Gopher's Den Landscape and Garden Show, brought to you by 844 Dirt. If you have any questions or tips, or would like to be a guest expert on the show, send us an email at thegophersden@844dirt.com. That's thegophersden@844dirt.com. If we use your question on the air, we'll send you a free Gopher's Den t-shirt, courtesy of the Gopher's Den. Well, let's get back to the den with the lovable little rodent himself.
844 Dirt is one of the largest residential mulch suppliers in the Fox Valley area, housing everything from Northwoods Mulch of Wisconsin to Alabama Bark Mulch from the Smoky Mountain region. 844 Dirt is the exclusive provider of the finest mulches found throughout the United States. 844 Dirt also carries the finest organic weed-free screened mushroom compost available. Our courteous, uniformed drivers deliver all these products right to your home. To see a full selection of the products we carry and to utilize our handy materials calculator, head to our website at 844dirt.com.
That grass won't fertilize itself. Of course, neither will a radio program. But we can sure give you some tips that'll help you do it right. Here's some more help, straight from the Gopher's Den.
Welcome back to the Gopher's Den Lawn and Landscape Show. Today on Secrets from the Experts, we have a special treat for you. A guest expert from the Scotts Company, Chris Okapal.
Yeah, great. That's awesome, Zach. The Scotts Company, obviously you've been around for just years and years. I can't wait to hear some of the good information that we're going to get from Chris.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Chris, say hello to everybody out there. Chris Okapal, folks.
How's everybody doing
Company.
Today?
Good, good. Well, Chris, you know today our topic is on beating the summer heat. Summer's such a hard time to motivate yourself to getting in the yard work done. So, I mean, what are some of the things that we can do here in the middle of summer that can help our lawn?
Well, Zach, when you're looking at kind of the steps of lawn care, right now we'd be looking at kind of step three, and that's where you're really focusing on insects, and specifically our friend the grub, which as everybody knows can devastate a lawn pretty much overnight. So you really got to focus in on the grub as well as all the other little critters out there in the lawn.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of products are there to control these insects? Let's say grubs aside, I know there are separate applications for each one. What's going to control the broad spectrum of insects?
And let me just say one thing, too. You know, what's so damaging about grubs is sometimes, I mean, most of the time, you don't even know you have a problem until it's too late. Mm-hmm. So that's why we always recommend some type of grub control treatment. It's just a great insurance policy.
Yeah, and I've said that on other shows that we've been on talking about crabgrass and things like that, is you always want to prevent a fire versus putting a fire out.
Exactly.
So you definitely want to put down a grub preventer versus later, you know, waiting till spring and October when the damage comes. And now, you know, it can happen overnight. You can wake up one morning and, you know, your lawn is just devastated. Brown spots and animals digging up.
They just destroy the root system of your lawn.
Yep. And like I said, you don't see it until those roots are gone, and then it dies out. And then sometimes it's too late. Mm-hmm. So definitely you want to put down a grub preventer now. You know, we're looking probably the next week or two until we're starting to get towards the end. So, I mean, really, you want to get out this weekend and put something down.
Yeah, because actually last night I was walking around. I just want to let everybody know out there I have a new baby boy. And I was pushing him around in the stroller, and I noticed all these June bugs were flying real low around ground level, and a couple were even dead on the sidewalk. I mean, now's the time that they're going to actually get into that grub phase. They're laying the eggs that we need to treat.
Yeah, that's a great point. Seeing June bugs around, or Japanese beetles, which are the little the greenish-blue iridescent colored beetles, that's another good sign that you're going to have them. Other than that, if you start seeing dead spots, animals digging up, you know, possums, skunks, you know, raccoons, things like that, because they're going after the grubs.
Exactly.
That are down there.
And they can destroy your lawn almost faster than the grubs can.
Right, exactly.
They're trying to get to the grubs. They do not care what they tear up.
Yeah, that's true. And the other thing is, like, a lot of blackbirds, you know, in the yard pecking in the because they're looking for them as well. So those are all very good signs that you have grubs.
So what you're saying is, if you got a total infestation of a bunch of creatures in your lawn, birds circling your house,
if it looks like the birds outside your house, then you might have an insect
probably
problem.
Probably likely that you have grubs. Yeah.
Now, as far as just the broad spectrum of insects, what kind of insects are we competing with here?
Well, right now, just about every little creepy crawler is out there. You know, a big spectrum from ants to earwigs. Crickets, fleas, ticks, and of course, a lot of, you know, especially with fleas and ticks, with a lot of people with animals and pets in their in their house, they definitely don't want those around. So I just, you know, a good multi-purpose insect killer. You know, there's Summer Guard, which is out right now. That also has a summer-safe fertilizer. I know lots of people are afraid to fertilize.
Yeah, lots of people are leery about fertilizing in the summer.
Yeah, and you can't blame them. I mean, it's a scary thing to do, but with the Summer Guard formula, it's a summer-safe fertilizing formula. And the only thing you want to do is just make sure you water it in. But anytime you use an insecticide, a grub control, you always want to water it in anyway, because you want to get that insecticide down into the soil, because it's very UV. The UV breaks it down very quickly. So you want to get it down. Plus, then it's safe for children and pets to be on the lawn as well.
Excellent. That was my next question. These products, until they are watered into the soil, they are, you know, transferable by shoes, clothes, everything like that. So you really got to be careful when you apply these. Read the instructions properly. Wear the proper equipment, protective equipment, when you apply these things. Again, that's not, you can't wear shorts, wear long pants, you know, covered shoes. That's important. I see a lot of people working in the yard, and I'm guilty of it myself, just barefoot out in the yard.
And Scott, I'm sorry, Chris. What is that treatment actually called again?
That's Super Turf Builder with Summer Guard.
And that is a Scott's product, right?
It is.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and like I said, the only thing you want to do is water it in. It's funny because most people usually ask me, is it safe for my pets? Usually they don't ask for their children, but yes, it is safe for children and their pets.
Excellent. It's good to know.
And I'm sure that the advice that I could give would be read the instructions, because I'm one of those guys that gets out there and just starts ripping stuff open.
Empties the bag into the spreader.
So you know what? Read the instructions.
It's definitely
a good idea. Good
Absolutely.
Practice.
Yeah, and we actually just did an episode on bugs, and it's important to know that any bug that comes in your house is a bad bug.
Absolutely, Zach.
And so these invading bugs, you definitely want to keep them out, and so it's very important to put some kind of control to them, limit their numbers, because insects outnumber us. I think it's something like, 10,000 to 1?
Yeah, I don't know, but it's a lot. Yeah. It's definitely a lot. Well, I tell you what, if you're going to look to pick one of these treatments up and to apply it, you know, now is the time to do that. Just like Chris said, now is the time. This summer season for the grubs or these summer lawn treatments, now is the time. So, you know, definitely get out to a store near you. You can check out our website at 844dirt.com. You know, check out our resource partners. Find a store near you and click and save. It's that simple. Also, while you're on there, don't forget that 844 Dirt sells high-quality improved earth products. That's why we exist. So you can actually see full-colored pictures of all these products right online. So definitely check out our website.
Well, there you have it, folks. That's some great advice. You got any more good summer advice to offer us, Chris?
Well, I was just going to say, you know, if you do have any type of bare spots from any type of damage from the insects, to make sure that, you know, if you are doing any seeding, to make sure you're covering the seed to protect it from the sun, because right now it's very hot and dry, and make sure you keep it well watered.
Definitely. And if you put a good layer of, you know, an organic such as a mushroom compost over that, that'll protect the seed as well as provide the nitrogen and fertilizer necessary for that seed to really take off and protect it at the same time.
Right, and keep the moisture in it.
Definitely. Lots of useful benefits to that. I got to ask you a question on a personal note, Chris. Have you ever met that Ashton Ritchie?
Yes, I have, and he's a great guy.
Really, he has a very well-groomed beard.
Yes, he does.
You know, that is, I am impressed by that.
Yeah, Zach has a kind of this fantasy of being a lot like Ashton Ritchie. That's his model. So in Ashton Ritchie, if you don't know, is kind of like the Bob Vila of landscaping and soil amendments.
All right. Well, I think we're going to have to end it on that one. Chris, thanks a lot for having you.
It's
been
you.
Great. Thanks for showing up. And that's pretty much it for Secrets from the Experts. Stay tuned, because when we come back, we're going to answer your questions at more from the Gopher's Den.
Trying to get your lawn and garden looking better? Ace Hardware has absolutely everything you need to get your job done right. Whether you're tackling a big project or a little one, we've got everything from fertilizers to sprinklers, garden tools, and more. And most importantly, helpful people that understand it all. We'll help you get it done right. Ace, the helpful place.
Visit Ace, the helpful place, in Batavia on Wilson Street and Geneva on Main Street.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware for.
You're listening to the Gopher's Den Landscape and Garden Show, brought to you by 844 Dirt. If you have any questions or tips, or would like to be a guest expert on the show, send us an email at thegophersden@844dirt.com. That's thegophersden@844dirt.com. If we use your question on the air, we'll send you a free Gopher's Den t-shirt, courtesy of the Gopher's Den. Well, let's get back to the den with the lovable little rodent himself. Do you care for a lawn?
844-DIRT.
Tend to a garden?
844-DIRT.
Nurture plants?
844-DIRT.
With high-quality earth products such as topsoil, compost, mulch, and more, 844-DIRT can help you with your most earthly prospect.
844-DIRT can also accommodate small deliveries right to your home, staffed with courteous, uniformed drivers.
844-DIRT.
Online, 844dirt.com provides a full product inventory as well as a materials calculator, so you'll see what you're getting and how much you will need.
Proudly serving the Fox Valley area with high-quality improved earth products since 1990. 844 Dirt is a name you can trust.
Curb appeal is everything, and without the proper know-how, your home won't have any. Stay with us for more great ideas and unique tips on the Gopher's Den Lawn and Gardening Show.
Welcome back to the Gopher's Den. Now's that time of the show where we get to answer the questions that you sent to us at thegophersden@844dirt.com. And then remember, if we use your tip on the air, we'll send you a free Gopher's Den t-shirt, courtesy of 844 Dirt.
Yeah, Zach, I'll tell you what, those Gopher's Den t-shirts, they are hot, man.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't want one of these? I mean, they're almost guaranteed to be a collector's item someday.
Yeah, kind of like the Mr. T money bank.
Okay, that's a good analogy there, Mike. Well, let's start off with our first question. It comes from Kristen in Oswego. Kristen writes, every year we have a watering ban. What can I do to help save my yard? And, you know, Kristen, that's a really good question, because in this area there are a lot of water bans. You know, the wells are limited to what they can produce. And one tip is just water when you can. Really look into that ban. A lot of those specifically say no unattended watering. So if you're sitting out there with the hose watering your plants, that's actually allowed.
Yeah, you know what, Zach, that's a pretty big misconception. People hear water ban and they assume that they can't do any watering. And that's usually not the case. So we would suggest to check with your, you know, local village, municipality, or city, and get all the details. Like you said, a lot of times you can do, you know, watering with the hose if it's attended. I think a lot of the bans talk about unattended sprinklers that just seem to run, you know, all day.
Constantly. Mm-hmm.
But again, you know, check with your local governing body to find out exactly what your rights are to protect your landscaping investment.
Definitely. And, you know, if you can, just try to stay off your lawn as much as possible. That's really going to prevent a lot of damage to the, you know, to the grass itself.
Zach, that should have been my tip. Stay off the grass. I mean, you know, with my whole... Now, what would you call that?
Your lackadaisical attitude toward yard work?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't go that far. But yeah, that would be a really good tip for me.
Away.
Stay off it, you know?
Yeah. All right, well, we'll get you out a T-shirt there, Kristen, and start looking for that in the mail. Our next question actually comes from JT in Yorkville. JT writes, I just installed a new above-ground pool, and I don't want to mow or string trim around it. What should I put around it to help avoid this? Well, you know, this is actually a good question because we get this a lot here at 844 Dirt.
Yeah, Zach, we certainly do. A lot of times people specifically ask, hey, I want to fill in around the pool, that perimeter. What is that? Just a couple foot perimeter.
Yeah,
around
like
the pool.
1 to 2 feet out from the edge of the pool.
Kind of like a drip edge. But in our case, when we're swimming in those pools, I mean, it's like a total wave crashing over the edge.
Yeah, I'm
of
a big guy. I displace a lot of water.
Yeah, that's a good way of saying that. You displace a lot of water. So mulch probably wouldn't be recommended. There's, you know, lots of shady areas around that pool. Plus, you add in, you know, a potential lot of water and moisture. Not only could it just kind of blow or get washed away, but you have the potential for some molds there. So a lot of times people use what would be like a 3/4 inch or 1.5 inch river rock to use for that perimeter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really common river rock stone. And if that's something that you'd be interested in, actually check out our website at 844dirt.com and then click the aggregate section. Just kind of scroll down and you'll see the river rock on there. That's probably the most popular rock for that application, Zach.
Yeah, and it's nice because it's not going to be needing to be replaced yearly, such as a mulch around the area, and it's not going to be, cast into your yard when the water hits it. It's really a hardy thing. And
yeah, it's very durable. Like you said, it's not going to
low maintenance.
It's low maintenance. And those stones, for the most part, are round. They come from a gravel pit, and it's washed gravel. So you're not stepping on a lot of sharp edges or some type of crushed stone. It is a round river rock.
When the occasional Herculean volleyball spike goes outside the pool.
Someone's got to get that.
Someone's got to get that. Yeah, and you always want to be careful about those people. All right, JT, we'll get you out a shirt, and it says here you need a large. All right, we'll get you taken care of. Our next question is from Terry in Aurora. Terry asks, it's the middle of summer, and I don't feel like going outside. Do you have any advice to take care of my indoor plants?
Yeah, Zach, you're kind of an expert when it comes to indoor plants, aren't you?
Yeah, you could say I got it in my own little jungle in the house. I like to call it my tropical room.
Your tropical room.
That's tropical room.
That has a nice touch, Zach.
Yeah. Well, Terry, for indoor plants, you want to be sure not to overwater. They're very susceptible to overwatering. You also want to make sure not to move these plants around the house a lot. They tend to get acclimated to one specific area in the house because of the sunlight and the different humidity in the house.
That's kind of amazing, Zach. They kind of just become acclimated to, you know, different parts of the house. That's kind of strange, but that is true. But it is a little strange, isn't it?
Yeah, everything's strange with plants. If you also have an insect problem, be sure to check out our resource partners at 844dirt.com. They can offer the stuff from sticky traps to sprays that can really keep those insects away. And that's important because they can do a lot of damage in a short amount of time.
Nice plug, Zach.
Thank you. You know, I like plant questions, Mike, because in college I actually had an indoor plant, an African violet named Ed, good friend of mine. We made it through a lot together, my graduation from school, my marriage to my wife. But the hard time was when he got bugs, mealybugs. And that was bad.
This is Ed, your plant.
This is my plant, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's
scary, Zach, that you actually named your plant Ed and you're talking about him like he's a part of your family?
Yeah, well, let's just move on from there, Mike, shall we? Okay? That's coming up to the time of the end of our show where we get to hear some good wisdom from the gopher himself.
Yeah, Zach, you know what? That is actually the most anticipated part of the show.
What's that, the end?
No, Zach, not the end. It's the gophers. Tip of the week.
Well, let's hear it from the gopher himself then. Wow. Well, what Mr. Gopher said is, protection from UV rays can cause serious skin damage or just a bad sunburn that can take you out of contention for this weekend's warrior project. Always be sure to apply sunscreen and wear the proper attire while working in your yard.
Wow. Well, we got to thank Mr. Gopher for pointing out the obvious. Well, that's it for this show. Good gardening. Bye-bye.